Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply. Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another exciting episode. This week, I am thrilled to bring you the interview that I did with 10K in 10 Weeks winner, Christina Popovic. I totally love her story. It's like an actual Cinderella story, HCI style. She came to her first event and hadn't made a dime in her coaching business. She volunteered to do a coaching demo with Stacey on stage in front of the entire audience. And then I grabbed her afterwards for an interview. At that time, you know, she was optimistic about her opportunities, but hesitant about was she going to be able to really make it. She claimed that she was going to be up on that 10K stage, but she claimed very hesitantly, which you'll hear in the interview. And then in 6 months, that was 6 months later, she was actually on the 10K stage and she freaking crushed it. After going on the stage, she freaking won. I'm not even kidding. I am so proud to share the story of this woman who truly went from $0 in her coaching business to over $100,000 in less than a year. Now, before we get to her interview, let's hear that amazing speech that left the audience in a standing ovation. Take it away, Christina.
I was never enough until I looked in the mirror and liked what I saw. My whole life, I've looked to other people to validate me. And that feels like looking in a mirror, but never really seeing your face, rather seeing yourself reflected back through someone else's lens. The reflections I was seeing were, you're not enough, you don't belong, you aren't beautiful, you're not worth much. I remember being around 4 years old, being teased by my grandpa. Mind you, he meant absolutely no harm by this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I was his favorite grandchild. But the meaning we make of an experience far outweighs the experience itself, right? So I'm Mexican, and he would tease me and call me Japonesa, which means Japanese girl. He'd say, "Ay, chincho, open your eyes, mija." And I'd get angry and say, "They are open, Grandpa." And my little four-year-old self felt ashamed and humiliated and different, that I didn't belong in my tribe. I wasn't the same as the people I was supposed to belong with. The perception that I had of myself was reinforced time and time again over the years. I grew up in a very small rural town in northern France where I was the diversity. I remember being around 8 years old and getting in a fight with a little boy at school, and finally he yelled, "Go back to your country." Translation, you don't belong here. You're not enough. These beliefs carried into my adult life, and I allowed twisted perceptions of someone else's mirrors to tell me who I was and how much value I had. How we do one thing is how we do everything, right? I got certified through BHC, and instead of the clients pouring in like I really expected them to, it was crickets for months. My critter brain went on high alert. I'm not enough. What if no one ever wants to hire me to coach them? What if I've invested all of this money into this business and I fail? Then what? Although unsure and nervous, I decided to go all in and sign up for Mastery, even though I had promised my husband I'd wait. Once I started intentionally looking through my mirror of truth, the one that told me that everything that I need is already inside of me and always has been, and really anchoring into my divine birthright, I was able to show up more confident, more powerfully, shining my light brightly. And that authenticity turned out to be far more what the world needed from me than some perception of perfection I had in my mind. When I was 5 years old, I remember being in kindergarten, singing, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is actually my little boy, who's the same age that I was, singing those words and knowing that I had a light and that I was gonna let it shine. So I have learned to guard my light and love myself, and I truly believe that your net worth is directly tied to your self-worth. The more I showed up fully expressed, vulnerable, unapologetically me, the closer I got to my turning point. I started this challenge having made a total of $0 ever in coaching, and in 3 weeks, I had signed 6 clients and made $9,025. And yes, it felt like in an instant everything changed. And at the same time, looking back, I could see how even in the moments where I thought nothing was happening, where no one was saying yes, or I was hitting a wall, that God had still been working everything for my good. So keep doing that 1% every day, because one day you'll look back and see how all those little puzzle pieces come together perfectly to form moments like this. I believe I am never alone in this. I am stepping into my purpose with a power beyond measure lifting me up. So whom shall I fear? Why should I hide my light? A light is not made to be put under a box and hidden. It is our calling to shine brightly so that other people can get a glimpse of their light and what's possible for them and start to do what they're meant to do in this life. Maybe you don't have a mirror of truth in your life. And if that's the case today, please let it be me. Let me reflect back to you what I see. Just 6 months ago, I was sitting exactly where you're sitting right now. I was soaking up the 10K and 10-week finalist speeches just like you're doing now. And I remember saying to my friends, that's going to be me one day. And I think the reason I haven't had clients yet is so that when I get up there, I can be a hope to all the people who feel just the way that I do and say, I didn't have any clients either, and I was scared too, and I'm here now, and that's available to you too. I remember sitting there, looking up at the 10K finalists and thinking, wow, what incredibly amazing women. And I also remember thinking, yeah, they were able to do that, but they're way more experienced than I am, or they have X, Y, and Z that I don't have. Listen, as you're looking at me now, you should feel inspired because this is your reflection looking back at you. I had no prior coaching experience. I have had the same training that you've had. I never had a paying client just a few months ago. And today I've coached 13 paying clients and have so many new exciting developments in the works. I'm no more special than you are. I have the same fears and the same insecurities and the same doubts and the same ups and downs as you do. And I didn't think being here today was possible for me. And I'm here. I still can't believe it, but I'm here. And this is just as much possible for you. The truth is that you are powerful and strong and capable. And when you see someone out there changing the world or doing what it is that you wish that you could be doing, inside each and every one of you is that same strength and that same power and that same world-changing capability. And as you look at me, if you see a light, you should feel inspired because let me tell you a secret. The only reason you're able to see that light is because your soul recognizes it, because it's in you too. The only question is, are you ready to let it out? Are you ready to let it break free of the shell it's been encapsulated by? Let it break free and stand boldly and declare, I am enough. And go out there and change the world. Thank you.
Big year for you.
Congratulations.
What influenced you in the first place to become a coach?
I was dissatisfied in my corporate job, and I knew that I didn't know what I was meant to be doing. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing, but I knew it wasn't what I was doing. And so I just had a frustration of you know, just a dissatisfaction of knowing that I'm not doing what I'm meant to do, like what I was made to do, and I'm not using the gifts that I know that I have. But I didn't know what I was supposed, I didn't know that coaching even existed at that point. And so I'm just, you know, going through this process of trying to find my purpose, trying to really find, you know, what am I meant to do in this world, in this life? Like, I want to matter. I remember wanting to matter, you know, and I didn't feel like I did. And so through that search of finding HCI, finding out that, you know, health coaching was this thing, and watching the Get More Info webinar, and I was just like, this is it. Thank you, Lord. I know my purpose. This is it. I'm signing up. I told several friends about it. We all embarked on this journey together, and we're all certified. And so that the rest is history. It was just, you know, wanting to find my purpose, wanting to live out my purpose, and not just be surviving, not just be like in the rat race or just doing what I thought like everybody else is doing. You know, working in my cubicle and, you know, the 9 to 5. The traffic and the, you know?
Yeah, you wanted purpose.
Yeah,
you wanted,
I wanted purpose.
You wanted a reason to get up every day that felt meaningful to you. I get that, yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about 6-ish months ago. Mm-hmm. You were at HCI Live. You had a hot seat with mm-hmm. Stacey.
Yeah.
And I do remember you saying that you were going to be on that stage next time. Did you full-heartedly believe it at that point, no. Or was that just you, like, speaking?
No, I didn't full. So, again, it was, like, these two parts. It was, like, part of me that thought that I would, and then the other part was, like, no, and definitely not next time. Like, I remember those words coming out, like, oh, that'll be me next time, and I'm, like, no, not next time. Like, that's impossible, you know, maybe in a couple years or whatever. So part of me, there was a part that, you know, I had the picture of me and somebody took a beautiful picture of me in the hot seat. So me and Stacy, and I have that like in my office at home as like this picture of like, you know, I'm going to be on that stage again one day. Or there's a picture of the last 10K finalists, you know, and I would picture myself, you know, Sarah was easy to kind of picture myself because she's little, kind of like me. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be me. And to picture that. You know, part of me did believe that it was possible for me. And then a part of me was like, no, you're crazy. Like, you don't even have a single client yet. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah. So what did you do? Like, after HCI Live, you had your hot seat. You're like, I'm going to do it. But you weren't, like, totally believing you were going to do it.
I think it's like I said tonight in my 10K speech. I think that it was really... There were all of these pieces, like it's like a puzzle, and there are all of these pieces, and you feel like you see like a little each piece by itself. It feels insignificant, like you're not moving, you're not getting any yeses, you're not doing anything, you're not making any money, you're not making any progress. But then eventually all the pieces, now when I turn around and I say, oh yeah, that no, you know, when I didn't get that job, a year later that turned into a partnership. Oh yeah, when I, you know, made this friend, 6 months later, they became a, you know, a client of mine, or you see all these pieces that then come together. So they weren't insignificant. It's just when you're in it, it feels like nothing's happening, but then it all comes together when it's meant to come together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So why was it so important for you to join the 10K challenge this time?
I think that that was that one part, the part of me that believed I could do it, that believed, like, it's possible I could be on the stage. But you can't, if you don't try, if you don't sign up, then there's zero chance. It's like, you know, like Carrie said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So it's not possible to be on the stage if you don't join the challenge. So that was step one for me. And I loved, Carrie also says, you know, if you do the 10K in 10 weeks and you've never made any money and then you end up making $3,000, like, did you win? Yes, like, it's a win. And so I went in with the mentality of, even if I make $1,000, I've made $0, you know what I mean? So that would be amazing. Like, even just thinking about making $1,000 to me was like big. It was like, that would be awesome. And so for me, it was just like, I'm gonna join. If I make any money, it's a win. And even if I don't, like Lucas says, you know, it's who you're becoming on the way to the 10K. And I knew that I would become somebody else, you know, I would be becoming who I need to become to be able to be where I want to be. So, I mean, there's no losing. It's a win-win. Like, you can't lose.
Think about, like, right before you got up on stage. What was going through your mind? Were you feeling a little like, bah? Or were you calm and relaxed and you're like, I got this?
I was as calm as I could be. I think, you know, of course there's like the parts work. There's a part of me that's like, is this happening? Like, I still couldn't believe it. Like, I'm still like, is this happening? Like, is this for real? But mostly I would say calm. I would say mostly calm because, again, it's like you can't, there's no losing. It's like if you know that you're meant to be there and you know that your message is meant to be heard, even if the purpose is that there's one person in that audience that needs to connect with you and hear that message from you, then you've done your purpose. And so, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. That's what I was coaching myself earlier today and saying, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's your story. You can't mess it up. You can't mess up your own story. They don't know what you're going to say. So there's no, you know, there's really nothing to be afraid of. So I was mostly calm, a little bit of nerves.
Which is to be expected, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So then after you finished, mm-hmm. How did that feel?
That felt amazing. Like it's a dream come true. Like, it's really like I said in the speech, like, I remember like looking up there at those women and thinking like, it just felt so unattainable. Like it's amazing, but it just feels like so far from like where you are. You know, like Stacy asked the audience earlier, like, how far or how close does that 10K feel? And a lot of people said far. And I remember it feeling really far. And then to be there is just like, it's crazy. I keep saying like, it's just crazy. So to have done it, it's literally a dream come true for me. Like, it was literally a dream that I've had to be up on that stage and to be able to share my story and share with other people who maybe are finishing BHC and don't have any clients, for them to see like, okay, like she knows what I'm going through. That was her story too, which means all hope is not lost. Like, there's still, I'm still okay, you know? Mm-hmm. So good, very amazing.
Well, good. Well, you had an incredible speech. So much so that while you were up there, I know I was telling you this earlier, but I was like, does she have like a posse out there? Like, did she bring all her buddies? Because people were so engaged in what you were saying and they were so active and cheering. How did that feel?
That felt amazing. And at the same time, it's like we only have just a tiny little bit of time. And so I was wanting to make sure that I wasn't spending too much time you know, letting that kind of happen, because I'm like, oh no, I gotta finish on time, you know. But no, it felt great to be connecting with the audience, because that was one of my main concerns of like wanting to connect and not just be reading, you know. Even though I didn't memorize it, so I needed to be reading, I wanted to also make sure that I was connecting so that it's not just this monologue. And that, I mean, I felt supported and held and understood. I felt seen, which was awesome.
Yeah, and they were present with you.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It was really, really cool to see. And again, it sounded like you had your whole family out there, like your besties just whooping and cheering for you.
Sadly, all of my friends who are, you know, my close friends who are coaches now, they weren't able to make it this time. So I just had my husband. But yeah, no, thank you. Good.
It was a beautiful, beautiful speech. Excited for you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the clients who are benefiting from the work that you're doing with them. Mm-hmm. If you can put that into one word, how does that make you feel?
That's a tough one. You know, if I'm gonna be totally honest with this answer, I am very hard on myself, and I'm working on it. And I actually had a breakthrough. My husband coached me on one of the skills labs earlier today, and I had a breakthrough around it. So I believe that I'll be coming from I'll be choosing to operate from a new belief from today on. But so far, I would say before today, I still had that feeling like every single one of my clients have been so happy, have been thrilled with their results, whether they lost weight. Some of them did, some of them didn't, but they all had huge mindset shifts. They all said they loved the program. They all were, you know, showed interest in renewing. And somewhere I'm still like, am I, you know, did I get lucky? Or are they just, you know, what if the next batch of clients aren't, you know, aren't so happy? Or, you know, there's still those fears of like, you know, the am I enough? And it's a work that you don't just do that work one time and you're cured. You know what I mean? Like if you have a lifetime of believing that you're not enough, or that, you know, that, you know, having really harsh or high expectations of yourself that like aren't even realistic, that you wouldn't put on anybody else. It's a constant you have to do the inner work daily and catch yourself in those moments and then choose to believe something new. You know what I mean? So I am so honored and happy that my clients have been happy, and it's been like a sigh of relief. Like every time I do a session, I'm like, oh, they were happy. They're happy, you know? So it's relief, and it's still so new that it's still like, okay, that session went well. And then there's still a little bit of fear with like each of the new clients or each of the new sessions of like, all right, am I going to be able to do this again? Are they going to be happy again? And I love the reframe that, you know, Stacy offers around like, it's not about whether they get the result or they, you know, your job isn't to take someone from A to all the way to B. Your job is just to get them closer to B. Your job is just to make sure that they're better off having had you in their life than not having had you. And I see that in my clients, and I need to, I love seeing that in them, and I need to let that sink in more than I do probably. And I'll work on that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're doing something right. Okay, you made it to the 10K challenge. You have paying clients in less than 6 months.
Yes.
There's something's going right there.
Yes. Thank you.
So you gave a lot of great nuggets of wisdom on stage, but is there any tip that you would give for a new coach, or any tips that you would give to a new coach?
Yes. I think that one of the things that I've done that I think has helped with my success, and I would want to encourage any new coach or anybody to do, is not to wait to feel ready and not to expect to feel ready. You know, I've you know, coached this 10K group, you know, through 90 days, and I still don't feel 100% ready. I still don't feel like, yep, I know everything I need to know. I'm as confident as I need to be. Like, that's still not, if I waited for that, I still would be, I wouldn't have signed any clients yet. And so I operate, and I would encourage anybody to operate from the place of, it's okay to be scared. It's not brave if you're not scared. I tell my 4-year-old son that. He says, I'm not afraid of anything. You know, sometimes I say, baby, it's okay to be afraid, because that's what makes you brave. You're doing it, you're scared, but you're doing it anyway. And I think that that's what I've done this whole time. I mean, since the beginning, is I'm still scared. I still have to do my own work with insecurity and confidence, and I'm building that and doing better, but it's not there 100%, but I'm still doing it. Like, I still sign the client, and I still show up to the session, and I still give it my all, and I still show up online, and I still show up in the videos, and I still, you know, do the CTD or whatever it might be that feels scary. I still do it, and probably more times than not, I'm not ready. I don't feel ready. I don't feel like I'm 100% enough, but I do it anyway. And the magic is that you do that and you are enough. It is enough. It's plenty enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That seems to be a theme for this event, I would say. Mm-hmm. You are enough. I am enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes sense. You have to believe in yourself and believe in what you can do before you can really take anyone else to that place. So,
yeah.
Well, I am so excited for you. So, like, just thrilled we're having this conversation right now. Because last time I interviewed you, you were like, I'm going to do this, even if you didn't full-heartedly believe it at the time.
Yeah, that was my confident side.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. And thank you for doing this.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's an honor.
Yeah. Well, this is not going to be the last time I know I hear from you, for sure. I believe that you're going to be a big part of this movement, and you've already shown that you can do quite a bit of work in a short amount of time. So
thank you so much.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.